So I know you're not going to be surprised by this, but I forgot the timer.
Really?
I have one responsibility. I'm supposed to bring the timer with me every week.
It's the one gimmick we have on this show. And you forgot the timer.
Yes.
So, you know, like a good Microsoft interview question, we said, what else in this building has a timer on it?
Problem solved.
Yeah, and we got feedback, by the way, on the second show. That people, you know, aren't a big fan of that analog timer because the show is run by a spring, basically, and it's not
old
quite...
Old school.
It's old school, which we like.
Yeah.
But this week, because you forgot the timer, we did get a new timer. So let me introduce people to the new timer over here. It happens to be a microwave. We've stolen from our kitchen in this building. So we're going to dial in a much more accurate... Let me clear that one there. Say 10 minutes. Power level, just so we don't burn the building down. We'll say 1. And are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. And off we go.
And since I forgot the timer, I'll sit closest to the microwave.
Perfect.
And soak up all the bad
waves. I like that.
Waves.
We'll end up with a couple more Jennifers next week. little mini
Jen. I'm already spreading enough as it is.
Mini Jen.
What's new?
What's new? So I wanted to talk about new sessions.
Yes.
Right? Content is king. At least that's what I hear. And I know a lot of people who are watching the show want to know about content.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to talk a little bit about the content that's already out there. Because people may not have gone to look.
Yeah.
So if you go to www.microsoftpdc.com, it's our main event site, and you click on Agenda is the big link, and then there's a Sessions sublink, mm-hmm. you get a list of all the sessions that are available.
Today is like, what, 100?
Today there's 49 the day we're recording this, but mm-hmm. the day this show goes live, we should almost have doubled that, so there should be 100 or so sessions out there. Mm-hmm. And it'll actually be an upgraded experience. So if mm-hmm. people have been to the session list prior to this show,
right.
They'll see a new experience now. We've added some functionality called wish list functionality.
Mm-hmm. We're actually going to change the name of that.
Are we?
Did you know that? Yeah.
Wow, I love how I learned things on our public show.
Because I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because I am the event owner.
You are.
Why is it a wish list? I want, you know, if you're
I wish I could go.
Yeah, you get to go.
Yeah, so what is it now, your favorite sessions?
My sessions.
Wow, I love this. So it's like my computer or my network or my documents?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that was creative, Jennifer. All right, so my sessions functionality will basically allow
marketing.
You, if you've registered yeah. for the event, because we need a login ID, but if you log in, then you can actually add sessions that you want to attend or interest you
right.
to this list.
And if you register today, you will still save $200, by the way.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Can I just say?
Because there's an early bird special
that's
that
right.
ends.
That's right, it's going to expire soon.
Yeah, and we're trending ahead of, you know, our prior years.
We've
so,
sold out the last three PDCs.
It's pretty exciting.
Don't get shut out.
No, we haven't had one in 3 years, so
yes.
I think there's a bit of pent-up demand. But this will allow you to basically add sessions that interest you. And this is, you know, it's for our attendees and people watching the show so that they can manage their schedule or at least track what interests them. But I have some greedy goals for this feature, too. And that is we always have an issue of trying to figure out, you know, what the popular sessions are going to be.
Right.
So that we can do logistics, like what room do we put this talk in versus this talk? Because rooms have different capacities and,
yes.
you know, if you've been to prior PDCs.
Crowding and overflow.
That's right.
Bad experience.
We even had some PDCs where people, you know, sessions are so popular, people actually sit outside the session room and watch
right.
a little monitor.
Right.
And that's a, you know, that's a bad experience. We
don't want. Yeah, you're putting down some dough, man.
Yeah,
you
we don't want to.
Seat. And...
That's right. So we try to do whatever we can to alleviate that.
Right.
And this functionality that was prior known as my wish list, now my sessions, right, basically allows us to look at which sessions are popular right. so that when we create the agenda, we can create the right agenda.
Right.
And that's not just capacity planning and putting, you know, Anders in the big room, mm-hmm. But it's also making sure that attendees can attend most of the sessions that they want without having conflicts.
Right. And can I just say one quick thing?
No, this is my show now.
Content is king, but
yeah.
Marketing is queen. We do have a solution. I don't want to go into detail today. We can talk about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Overcrowding probably is going to happen just a little bit for the most popular sessions.
Sure.
Like you said, Anders Heilsberg, Don Box, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some ideas. We've been thinking through how mm-hmm. to even alleviate that. Mm-hmm. And if you can't be in the room, we have other solutions. And we'll talk about that in a future show, right?
Absolutely. And we've got a bunch of plans in place
yeah.
to do that. We do dynamic overflows into other rooms. We repeat
yeah.
sessions that are really popular.
Some new stuff that we haven't done before.
And some new stuff that
yeah.
we'll talk about. So, boy, you're teasing people today, aren't you? So anyway, I encourage people when we add this functionality to put their sessions,
yeah.
the sessions they really want to attend, into the tool. You're not committing to anything. You know, a lot of people get this
yeah.
impression that if they put it in, that's what
no.
they have to go to. Absolutely not. You can go to what you want. But yeah. this will help us do the right thing and make sure that you see more sessions in person.
Right. So are you saying that when this tool is live, mm-hmm. that I can say at Friday or, you know, Wednesday at 3 o'clock? Or is that not ready yet?
That's not ready yet. Right now, it's just registering interest in sessions, and later we'll enable kind of the calendar or the time view.
So am I going to have to go back and do it again?
Nope. They'll automatically just fall into the schedule.
Ooh, I love technology when
yeah.
it works.
Yeah, so do I. Hopefully it works. so as far as some sessions are concerned, I printed a few out here. And we're announcing some stuff related to Oslo. So if you're a tech ed or you followed tech ed, you heard about Oslo, and we're going to have some sessions on there. Well, you're going to have to read and find out.
It sounds like a code name.
I've got too many to go through here, and I see our microwave cooking over there. So a bunch of stuff on the live platform, including integrating with social data. Social data is a big deal on the internet right now,
huge.
And live platform enables some social scenarios, and we have some sessions on that. SQL Server 2008, got a bunch on that, and spatial data in particular. So with GPS coordinates and location awareness being a big thing, how do you leverage SQL Server 2008 to do that, for example? Test automation with some virtualization technologies. Mm. We've got home server sessions. So if you think about the home server as kind of a server basically running in your house, how can you leverage that in a services world? Or what else can you do with a home server, assuming now it's in a house? We also have a session called How to Develop Supercomputer Applications, which is a bit of a tease, all about high-performance computing and the innovation that we're doing there. ASP.NET, popular topic always. We have a future sessions that talk about where ASP.NET is heading, where it's going. We'll talk deep on some MVC stuff that's been released. We'll also talk about the control model in Silverlight 2 at a deep kind of PDC level. So great technical detail for folks who are interested in the control model. And parallelism, as we know, is a big theme. Multi-core, many-core. We have a number of topics that you'll see now that that relate to that have also been published. And of course, we don't want to forget about what we'd call our native code developers, right?
C++.
And we have sessions on C++. Another one we're announcing here is, again, parallel programming, but for C++ developers and what can be learned there. And we're also working, of course, always on more sessions. So, you know, you can expect more sessions to be announced as we get closer to the event and continue to add these things as your kind of your favorite sessions.
How can customers tell Microsoft, tell you, the content owner of PDC, what they want to hear about?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to hear that. So please leave feedback to this show is one place to do
and
it.
You are reading every single comment.
Absolutely, and replying to as many of them as I can.
I'm not.
And anticipating we might have a conversation like this today, I actually set up an email alias that people can email us on. So if you email PDCCount for our countdown show, PDCCount at Microsoft.com, you and I will both receive that, and we might get some other people on there, and that'll just make sure that we don't really miss out on things. So I love to see stuff publicly, though, right? When it goes in email, it gets kind of lost. The public doesn't get to see it. So I'd encourage people really to comment on the forum. I'd rather see it there so that we can encourage some good discussion around it, because I love that kind of feedback, and it helps the content team, you know, dial in the right numbers. So the other thing I want to talk about is a little bit more about pre-cons. You know, pre-cons, it's the one day ahead of all the rest of the sessions, ahead of the event, where we go super deep on topics. We have 10 pre-cons this year, and we'll have Jaime come on, who's running pre-cons, and talk some more about that to give us some more detail. But basically,
for a mere $400 extra?
Yeah, $400 for a full day of, I mean, this is super quality training. It really is a good deal. So it's something I'd encourage people to look up. And it's also, if you go to the MicrosoftPDC.com site under agenda, and then I think it's a pre-conference or pre-cons, where you'll get to see all of them. You'll get to see some of the people that are giving sessions, like Charles Petzold, for example, is giving a full day on WPF. And you're right, for $400, a full day with Charles Petzold, if you've read his books in the past, that is an absolute...
Of course I have.
Have you?
All of them.
Have you?
I can't wait for him to autograph my personal copies.
Yeah, that's the best stuff, right? Occasionally you can get these guys to autograph at the actual event. We get a lot of authors at the event, though.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't know if people know this, but we actually have a person who looks after books and authors for PDC.
Yeah, he'll probably be on one of our future shows.
Yeah, if people are interested
Lawrence Maroney. He's a big author.
He's a big blogger, too,
if
people know Lawrence.
Yeah.
So.
And we've been seeing that people who are going to, signing up and registering for the main event, are going to the pre-cons.
Oh, yeah. Pre-cons are doing really well this year. I mean, ahead of, again, prior years. So it just says, boy, there's a lot of interest in this conference, and I'm pretty excited about
it. So don't wait, because the pre-cons are going to sell out fast.
Yes, they are.
Because we do have capacity on those pre-con rooms.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
They end up being in similar rooms to what we have at the rest of the event, and they have capacities just like anything else.
That's right.
So when they fill up, they're gone.
Oh, and can I mention that we do have one free pre-con? It's the Women in Technology pre-con, which is happening on the same day as the other pre-cons, and it's not just for women or females.
So what is it about?
Well, we're bringing in Lego. They're going to do a workshop series with us.
So like Lego the parts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're going to be, you're going to build some stuff, and you're going to network, and you're going to connect. But seriously, men, women, everyone is welcome to attend that, and it's free. So sign up for that on the website.
Well, the Lego thing already intrigues me. So 11 pre-cons if you want to count it that way.
I like it.
And I sign up the same way, it sounds like.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got to register for the main event.
Yeah.
To go to that.
Yeah. So what about, so we talked a bit about content. I know that Brian Keller and Dan Fernandez have announced Show Off.
Yep.
and Show Off is near and dear to my heart because I've been involved in two of them in the past.
Yeah, at one PDC of the co-founders 05, of Show Off.
Co-founder, I suppose, although I say we borrowed the idea from someone else and just maybe improved upon it. But these guys have already launched the contest.
It's open.
Where it took Thomas and I forever to launch our contest. These guys are out in front and they've got the thing launched.
That's right.
And you can find more details also at MicrosoftPDC.com.
That's right.
Related to Show Off. But the idea is, build something. Maybe you've already built something cool, or you'll build something cool for this contest. All it has to use is some piece of Microsoft technology. So literally, this could be used. You used an Expression product to build the WPF UI for something else. Mm-hmm. But the point is, you've used some Microsoft technology, probably a bunch of other technologies as well, and you've built something that you just want to show off to people. Mm-hmm. That's really all it is. It's a chance to stand on stage and, or at least see your video projected on stage,
right,
in front of thousands of your peers. Kind of like, hey, come into my office. I got something cool to show you.
Yeah.
Just with thousands of people, you know, and big sound.
So you just record a little video of how it works or whatever?
Yeah, you just record a video. And the video...
And they're going to string it all together and show it, and someone's going to win a big prize?
Totally. They'll probably have some cool food. There'll be fabulous prizes.